Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from High Energy, Kim Weston, Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Bonnie Pointer, Valerie Simpson, Tammy Terrell, and Tina Marie. Well, first up this half hour, High Energy, when their only top 40 song with You Can't Turn Me Off in the middle of Turn Me On, right here on Motown Memories.
It's getting hard to go to sleep. This feeling on my mind, it needs you, baby, to satisfy.
You can't turn me.
Thank you. Detective Tom Fallon.
Come on, satisfy the need in me, baby. Come on, satisfy.
A Motown memory from Thelma Houston, her smash hit Don't Leave Me This Way, that reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1977. Before that, Kim Weston and Helpless, only reaching number 56 from 1966. And we start with High Energy and You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On, number 12 from 1978. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, a smash hit from the Supremes, Come See About Me, from 1964. Well, Come See About Me became the third of five consecutively released Supreme songs to top the Billboard pop charts of the United States. Others were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again. It topped the pop charts twice, not consecutively. It was toppled and later replaced by the Beatles' I Feel Free in December 1964 and January 1965. Well, the song was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and it featured lead vocals by Diana Ross and background vocals by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson. All instrumentation on the song was by the Motown. Well, here are the Supremes. Come See About Me right here on Motown.
Motomemories@yahoo.com.
Stay.
Bonnie Pointer in Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 from 1979, and we started with the Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Come See About Me, number 1 from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, Valerie Simpson and Silly Wasn't I, right here on Motown Memories.
I believed in you, thought what you said was true. It didn't occur to me, it was a lie. Ha, 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 silly. You'd had a busy day, you'd hear it home. I waited, time went by. I tried to laugh, but all I could do was cry. Silly, silly, wasn't I silly to think I found the love I was dreaming of. I never thought you would say goodbye.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm
Tina Marie with I Need Your Lovin', and that reached number 37 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 9 in the Rhythm Blues Charts from 1980. Before that, Tammy Terrell and This Whole Heart of Mine is Weak for You, an Isley Brothers tune. Her version reached number 67 from 1966. And we start with Valerie Simpson and Silly Wasn't I, number 63 in the Pop Charts and number 24 in the Rhythm Blues Charts in 1972. Well, Valerie was married to Nicholas Ashford, and they composed and produced many, many top 40 songs. Well, this half hour, we featured the women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.